June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Hour 2, GBAC Nation on 105.3. The Fan, Jared Sandler, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll be talking some Rangers baseball with Sands as they're in Washington tonight. The pregame coming up at 5 o'clock. First pitch, 5:35. It'll be Corbin against Soroka, then DeGrom and Parker, and then Malley against Trevor Williams, who's got a 6 ERA on Sunday afternoon here on your home of the Rangers. Fielding errors to blame. Second game in a row. This time, Josh Smith, who just told us Tuesday that he was getting his footwork down. Everything's not instinctual over there at first. Didn't he say first was the place that he, you know, had the biggest learning to do?
Yeah.
So that's tough. At least Marcus Semien's back. That was great. Burger bomb. Fantastic. They could have threatened and scored a lot more, 7th or 8th inning. But just, you know, the way that it ended, what's it mean? You know, how can he recover from that? Is that the dying embers of fight? I mean, obviously we saw in 2023 they could be down and out and much worse and come back to life. But I have to imagine that the turnaround playing today, it much just feel for leadership like, man, we're inventing ways to lose here. We're finally starting to get some runs, and this other weird thing rears its ugly head. I don't particularly blame anybody. I just think it's inexperience. Maybe lack of focus from Kamar Rocker, lack of focus from Josh Smith there, you know. But reading the explanations, their instincts aren't there, and they need time, and definitely this team overall right now is snake bit. You hate to see it. Sands coming up in a few minutes will tell us where they go next. Nico and Dumont have not yet discussed whether the franchise would be willing to grant permission for Kidd to speak to the Knicks. ESPN with the updated report, building off Mark Stein, who about 4 hours ago did report that the Knicks are going to ask for permission to chat with Jason Kidd. And I'm trying to say this once an hour just in case anybody close to the Adelson family is listening. Do not let this doofus son-in-law fumble another legend.
No. No. That would be, I can't imagine where they'd pivot to if indeed Jason Kidd took that job. I don't think that he would. He might just say, hey, I'm not even interested in interviewing. But that would be quite the turn of events. All of a sudden, a year ago, they're playing in the NBA Finals, and now we look up, and not only do they not have Luka Doncic, now, hey, you won the lottery, so the Cooper Flag mania, that's going to kick off here in about a month or in a couple of weeks. But now if you're looking for a new head coach, I can't imagine Jason Kidd. With having won the lottery, you've been given the gift of Cooper Flag. Anthony Davis is one of your guys. Kyrie clearly loves you. I don't think he's going to go anywhere, but you never know in sports.
I mean, I thought a while back we'd gotten word that they realized Nico might not have the answers and we can't trust him with full authority, but to what extent would they, you know, send this through the hay? Is Nico moving on from another legend? Like, I don't think the Adelson family or Dumont really has their finger on the pulse of what makes DFW sport evolve and move. And if they would do something like this, like allowing the Knicks to talk to Jason Kidd without like getting a first round pick or, you know, very significant compensation, I would think this is just part and parcel with the same kind of mindset that led to them parting ways with Luka. You got to think Rick Carlisle left and he wasn't fired. He wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Smith was unceremoniously departed with, and that might have ticked off Jason Kidd, which has started a chain event over the last 2 years that had just been kind of building to this moment. He said all the right things publicly about Luka, but, you know, does he really feel that way, and would he want to move on? I hope that could be a catalyst. Like, as Dumont and Nico get together with this thing, and Nico's like, yep, we're going to move on from Kidd, and we're going to do this thing, and Kyrie and AD really want to play for Kidd, but, you know, we're going to make this move. I hope that would be the time where he would go, okay, now I see with full clarity that you don't have what it takes to, you know, make the right decisions for this organization. I hope we're there. Halliburton did it again, and now we must consider, are the Pacers too solid in every aspect of the game to be dismissed as easily as I've dismissed them? I mean, the Thunder were up 15, and they only trailed for 0.3 seconds. Yeah. So 111-110 is the final. Latest winner in an NBA Finals game since Jordan in the 97 Finals against the Utah Jazz. Trailed by 15 with 9:42 to go. Salute to Rick Carlisle and all the Pacers there for not giving in. I think they've come back from that many points in the fourth quarter, the fifth time this postseason.
It's truly historical, the amount of games that they've had to come back where the win probabilities are at all-time lows, and they find ways to get it done. It's crazy, especially when you consider, I mean, what was it, 20 turnovers in the first half?
Oh, my gosh. It was smothering defensively.
How can you even be close enough at all to try and win that game? And they got defenders, I mean, 14 of 30 from the field for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nembhard and Nesmith. I mean, they make him work, dude.
Yeah.
Obi Toppin was huge, and shout out to Rick.
Yeah.
He's done this now twice. The last time the 15-point comeback happened in the fourth quarter in the finals was our Dallas Mavericks, game two. Rick Carlisle, the coaching advantage is definitely the Pacers.
I love it. I'm rooting for him. I do kind of feel like this might kind of be where Edmonton was after losing game one against the Stars. You know, we have reasons to be confident. Maybe we're a little bit anxious right now, but I would not be surprised to watch the Thunder go win this in five or six from this point forward. But maybe the Pacers are just one of the rare teams that combines a great offensive scheme, quick decision-making, and great athletes to defend that can go toe-to-toe with the Thunder. We have enough skilled size that doesn't overwhelm us. Now something else is going to be the deciding factor instead of you sort of having your way with defensive mismatches against everybody you face throughout the season. And that would be awesome. You know, I think I still remember Rick after they won the championship, there was that holdout and they had a media fantasy camp. And I got to go there, and there were some other writers and stuff there. And we basically, Rick kind of ran us through a practice. The assistant coaches were there. And he was just talking about how, you know, the world couldn't imagine that the game's biggest star could be taken down by a group of guys that played together and executed a game plan. I remember how proud he was of that. And if that can spell championship again, all the success he's had as a coach, you know, you'd have to put him on a very short list, maybe after Pop, after Pat Riley, if the greatest coaches of my lifetime.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, the legacy factor on this for Carlisle is absolutely ridiculous. This guy, what he did with the Mavs, what he's doing right now, and he was the coach that really built up that the early 2000s Pistons team. I mean, he built that 04 Pistons team before they said, get us over the hump, let's get Larry Brown. But he was still the architect behind all of that. So, I mean, this dude is absolutely in the upper echelon. If he can find a way to win this, that'd be impressive, dude.
Well, salute to Texas Tech.
How'd you do it that field day?
Field day?
Whatever it was that you had to do, the little field, whatever.
Yeah, were you cashing buckets?
How'd y'all out there?
Broke my finger.
Oh, yeah. It's never been this. That's right, you've told that story.
I reached out for the ball. I think on the first possession, I was kind of nervous. I reached to go get it and change directions, and all I heard was, pong! You know, as my finger went directly into the ball, broke my finger. I came back, and Rick said, go see the trainer, just get some buddy tape, you're fine. Yeah. So they taped the fingers together, and I went out and played the rest of the deal in excruciating pain.
You're fine.
Hurt to tight for about 6 weeks.
0-7 from the field.
Yes, it was not good. They had a shooting coach, and I remember him pulling me to the side one point. He's like, okay, I want you to try to throw it at a higher angle. He's like, you're shooting it straight. I was like, just like my guy Clyde Drexler. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's what I'm going for.
I like how they taped your fingers up, made you go back out there. Yeah. The real so pro fun. Experience, you know what I mean?
It was so dang fun. And
fine.
I'll never forget it. Okay, we go with Sans here. He's at Jared Sands on yet. Twitter. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Okay, yeah. We'll get him on here before we get to the pregame show coming up at 5 o'clock. Salute to Texas Tech. They get it done again. Kennedy, the exceptional pitcher, was massive once again in a 4-3 win. I think there was a story earlier that they've come up with the cash there with the Matador Foundation to keep her for next year.
Yeah.
So they got, I guess they got another mill together.
Yeah.
But they were up 4-1. Wheels started to show maybe some signs they were coming off. Mm. She was approaching 500 pitches in the College World Series alone, and there was a fielding error behind her, then a hit by pitch, and then a double. And the Longhorns made it 4-3, but she ends up going the distance for the fifth straight game up there in Oklahoma City. So I know there's so many fans out there that are getting to go on this fun ride right now. It's, you know, it's amazing, and it's really fun that the women's college sports have reached that level of the coverage that you can buy in and have fun with a lot of these stories. Okay, then with the Stars, I mean. You know, to be honest, I don't know what this means for this team. If there are so many big decisions that need to be made. If it wasn't for my respect to the GM, I would think, you know, we need to blow this thing up. Or, you know, maybe the Stars championship window as we know it has ended. Mm. I'll hold out hope because I know they can find another great coach and they have so many good players. It's been so many bites of the apple here and disappointment, and I think this is what happens to teams that face the expectation and they don't get there. It's going to break you in one way or another. And I think DeBoer was the strongest thing in that entire locker room. These guys, we know they're not physically tough. I got to question their mental and emotional toughness, you know? All right, what is that? Feeling bad for your goalie who was getting whooped again? So we don't like how the coach held our goalie accountable and then didn't go sweet talk him afterwards. Yeah. That is cowering on the ice as 40-year-old Corey Perry is raining down bombs on you. That is the mental and emotional equivalent. And, you know, of course, they have so much talent. They can definitely make this thing happen. But I'm looking for significant change if you're going to move on from the coach in this situation. How about you guys? How'd that news hit you earlier today?
I was a bit surprised. I was. To hear afterwards that there was basically a rallying cry, and it wasn't Otter, but it was other players that were, hey, yeah, we're kind of ready to move on here from Pete. It was surprising. I do think Jim Neal, he is an excellent GM. They are one of the most stable organizations, well-respected franchises in all of pro sports right now. But he's got to change some style and makeup of how this roster is constructed right now. It's obviously very good. You're not a good team when you make it through what I think is the toughest postseason in all of sports to get to the conference finals 3 years in a row. But yeah, they need to add toughness. They're out hit every series that they're in.
Yes, sir. It's time now to check in with Jared Sandler, who is in the nation's capital getting ready for Rangers Nationals tonight. How we doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? How are y'all doing?
Well, we're doing good. What's the mood around the team right now?
Well, I can't tell, you know, if it was because we got on a plane after midnight and arrived at, you know, some ungodly hour, or if it was the loss last night, but it definitely was a different mood, you know, on the bus. You know, I think guys today, they flushed it, and, you know, that they did this 162 times a year. So, you know, it's not like there's any lingering pouting or anything, but I'd say that, you know, the losses that I recall, you know, where we were traveling afterwards, so everyone's kind of grouped together as opposed to people kind of going their separate ways back to the hotel, what have you. This was definitely one of the more somber moods, just frustrating. And I think it's the way it happened too. You know, it's you have a lead, you lose it in the ninth and do it in an unfundamental way, which, you know, for all the challenges this team has had this year, that really hasn't, you know, been one of them. But, you know, that series against Tampa was not, you know, a Tommy Mansky type series, and ended up costing them last night in the ninth.
Josh Smith, so good at the dish, 2-for-4. He told us Tuesday in our player interview that he has, like, the least amount of confidence at first base, working on his footwork and everything. You know, what's that say about a team back-to-back games that hadn't had that come up? Is that just maybe we should play guys at their normal positions until this blows over? What do you say, Sands?
Well, you know, I'd say, and I appreciate him saying he, you know, he doesn't have as much confidence there. He's looked fine. It's not like he's, you know, had tons of problems. And also, you know, what's been the biggest issue for this team? It's been the lineup. And so they're trying to find ways to get guys in the lineup. And Josh's versatility allows them to maybe put forth the best, you know, offensive nine without compromising things defensively. And again, you know, and he said after the game last night that, you know, maybe he hesitated a second, but if he, you know, had to do it again, he'd still go after that. And we heard from Brad Miller, who's played first base in his career, but also, like Josh, was a shortstop who then had to move over to first at times. And he said, you know, with the way things were positioned, Josh kind of was in a position to go for it. What, you know, what if he doesn't go for it and that ball gets, you know, squirts through, then the game's over, right? So, you know, it's kind of a tough 50-50 play. But I think at the end of the day, you look at what the biggest challenge for this team has been. It hasn't been defense. It's been scoring runs. And so, you know, I think Boach is trying to do everything he can to get guys in there who are going to help them score runs. And obviously Josh Smith is someone that, you know, we like to see in the lineup because of, you know, how productive he's able to be.
So Patrick Corbin makes his return to Washington. We get to reunite with our old buddy Nathaniel Lowe. What do you think of this Washington team? Is this a good opportunity maybe against their staff to turn things around, maybe get a sweep of the Ranger zone?
Well, I hope so. I mean, it seems pretty lofty, right, to go in with that hope. But, I mean, winning a series, yeah. If you look at the three guys the Rangers are going to face, they're not going to face Mackenzie Gore, who's the best pitcher for the Nationals. They got three guys who – should not present such an imposing matchup where you go into it like a Scooble start or a Drew Rasmussen start where it's like, gosh, can we just scratch across one or two? But, you know, how many times have we said that? You know, we said it about Bowden Francis a few weeks ago. We said it about this guy or that guy. And, you know, at the end of the day, the lineup's not scoring. They're not scoring, and it doesn't matter who they're facing. So they just, yeah, I do think you're right, Zach. I think this is definitely a more favorable opportunity in that regard. But, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch because, you know, this lineup just hasn't been able to put stuff together consistently. But to that end, yeah, hopefully this is a good opportunity for a bounce back and then go into Minnesota, team that just lost their best pitcher, and maybe, you know, come away with a winning road trip because, you know, the Rangers have this great opportunity playing in the AL West where no one is running away with the division. Mm-hmm. The Rangers might feel as down as the fan base, I'm sure, feels, and it never feels good to have a below 500 record. The reality is this division is a one-week hot stretch away from being in the Rangers' hands or, you know, being a game away from being in their hands. I mean, it just, you know, you don't have the Phillies in your division. You don't have the Tigers. You don't have any of these teams that are, you know, getting off to such great starts where, you know, you find yourself in a deep hole.
Now that Marcus Semien has it dialed like this, how long do we get to have this version of him, you think? A couple months?
Well, I hope for the rest of the year. If this can be a remake of 2022, I'll take that, right? You know, it's such a slow start. We talked about that and it was really good the rest of the way. So if that's the case, then I think, you know, they'll be in good hands with Marcus. And, you know, he really does look locked in. And then yesterday, you know, his two home runs, that's Marcus Semien. He didn't hit the ball 400 feet. I think one was 366. I think the other was 369. It wasn't like he hit the ball 110 miles an hour off the bat, but he was pulling the ball in the air. And earlier this year, it just seemed like he wasn't on time. And so instead of pulling the ball in the air, he was hitting the ball to center field in the air. And he just doesn't have the type of power to routinely, get knocks or hit it over the fence to center. He's a guy who, he's kind of like Alex Bregman, like Isak Paredes, these guys who they understand what their skill set is, and they tailor their approach to fit that. And for Marcus, that's getting the ball in the air, hitting it down the line, and that's what he did yesterday. And, you know, hopefully he can get into that type of rhythm or maintain that rhythm, then, you know, it could be a good few months for Marcus.
Hey, Jared, I was going to ask you, though, that the bullpen did a nice job until it got down to Garcia, and he gets the first out. But are there still questions about the closer here that you can get this thing 7-8, but you have questions about what's going to happen in the ninth?
Yeah. And, you know, it was tough yesterday because Chris Martin was warming and then, he wasn't able to go, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think, there were reports that perhaps Luis Crivello being up here and maybe he can help if, he in fact gets activated. But, yeah, I think that's fair, Broadus. I think you can look at the ninth inning two ways, right? The four-pitch walk to Aranda.
The
just
walk, yeah, it was bad.
That's the one where, you know, for Garcia, from a pitching standpoint, you're like, that's the demerit for him. But, you know, there were a couple plays where if one of the two plays defensively on balls hitting the infield are made, we're not having this conversation. So it's always a tough one to reconcile when that's the case. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think if you ask someone before last night, hey, what is your concern about Robert Garcia? It's not, well, yeah, he doesn't have good enough stuff or he doesn't miss bats, none of that. It's hey, is he going to be able to keep guys off base via the free pass? And so you look at last night, you know, that four-pitch walk to Arondo was tough. And here's the thing, too, guys. I thought Brad made a great point last night. When you put Arondo on, yeah, you put the tying run on or tying run to the plate, but you also change the way your defense has to be positioned. And so now it opens up holes for the hitters. And just with the way that inning played out, it ended up making a difference, right? Because now your first baseman can't play, you know, further off the line. And now, you know, your second baseman's going to be moved a little bit this way and all that stuff. So, you know, that walk is more than just a walk, right? It kind of opens up an opportunity for the offense. And, you know, credit the Rays. They put the ball in play and, you know, good things happen. So, but yeah, you know, if the Rangers are in a safe situation tonight, not sure, you know, who would be. But I'll tell you guys, it's not conventional. I'd be awfully curious if Hobie Milner, you know, got some opportunities, what it would look like, because he has been absolutely outstanding for this club.
Great stuff as always, Sands. Have a good weekend there, and we will catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Cheers.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. CNote, fresh batch of Cowboys headlines as we go into the weekend. Get ready for next week's mandatory mini camp next here.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In the nation. Welcome back, nation. Salute to the 817. Welcome back to you, sir. He says, just finished up a week-long vacay with the family in Tennessee. Listening to you guys. Heading back to Weatherford. Welcome on home, sir. Hopefully this sports weekend is great for you. We're about 90 minutes away from Rangers pregame. They're trying to get off the snide. Just got swept by the Rays. Time now for the CNote. Cowboys news of the evening. Brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, Krusty's Corner is coming up here at about 3:45 here. It's right around the corner now. Let me try to get you updated. You got a story on Blog of the Boys. Damone Clark is diagnosing things quicker under defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Do you still have any hope for Damone Clark, Brian, based on what you've seen?
Boy, I'd sure like to see that be the case. I mean, the size, the ability, the athletic ability, always been pretty impressive with him. The problem is he just does not see things quick. And they had to even back him up off the ball to help him with some of his reading stuff. So, boy, I'd like to see that with my own eyes, that in fact that he's seen the plays quicker. Because you will see some times when he was in the game where everybody else is moving. It's almost like watching with Mozzie Smith, you know, coming off the ball sometimes. He just doesn't see or read it quick enough, doesn't look at the block. You know, you can read the stance of an offensive lineman and kind of see, like, okay, well, this guy's coming off of me at this angle. I've got to outrun this and got to get to the spot. But
just a half tick faster in the NFL.
He had some problems. It was nice to hear him. He had an interception the other day. It seems like Joe Milton's helping a lot of these down-the-line linebackers.
I mean,
get some decent plays at camp.
Talking to Damone Clark, it's so easy to root for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the intangibles, the desire. Yeah. It's all there. But I think that's it. It's just like, can you read and react? And at linebacker, if you can't, it's tough. But maybe a schematic change can make him at least better.
Yeah.
Okay. Pro Football Focus here is doing their preseason rankings. Deron Bland coming in as the 32nd corner. Now, Chief, I think I got to lean on you here. They talk about how in 2023 he broke the record for pick sixes. His PFF advanced coverage grade wasn't great that year. And I don't know what the difference of a PFF advanced grade and a PFF coverage grade is. But his coverage grade that year was sixth, even though the advanced coverage grade was bad. And in 24 last year in the seven games or whatever he played, no picks. And the 71.4 grade was not good, which is their justification for basically, you know, putting him at about league average here if you're ranked number 32.
Yeah, that's he definitely didn't have his best year last year, that's for sure. And he was coming off that injury, and things in general defensively were just not really that awesome. But I mean, the play versus the Bengals, wasn't that Jamar Chase that stands out absolutely amongst the rest for sure? Like, he definitely had some down moments. So hopefully he can rekindle some of that stuff and be a little bit more consistent like he was the previous year. But also those huge turnovers, like that's not going to happen again. You're not just that guy who's getting pick sixes all the time. So what else are you bringing to the table? I do think the flexibility playing inside and his willingness to tackle and all that stuff is important, but yeah, he could use a better season.
Well, yes, and hopefully that injury explains why it just wasn't very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for. The three biggest positions of need for the Cowboys as training camp nears. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, wrote about that. We can go through some of his. Are they all on defense for you, Brian? Like, if I was going to ask you or Wolchek, what's your top three positions of need here going into training camp? I are any of them on offense?
That's probably still corner, defensive tackle. I mean, it's depth, really, on your defensive side. I mean, I think that you've got enough depth at safety, probably. Edge, for sure, is really deep. But I think I'm still looking at the glaring needs as corner, defensive tackle. And I think they've done enough at running back, but I still think that could possibly be an area that could be improved if somebody became available, or maybe we got to camp and these veteran guys aren't really looking too good.
Yeah, there's a lot of positivity about Sanders and how quick he's looked. Love to get eyes on that in Oxnard and make sure that that's absolutely the case. But, you know, they're going to have to find a way to run the football. Do they have the right combinations of guys to run the ball? I really do like with Blue, the potential there. We'll see with the others if that's going to be the case. But I think there's some question marks there, surely, about that group. Is this group good enough? I think one of the players is good enough with Blue. Can they find another complementary piece, a more of a physical guy, to be able to run with him? Because he's gonna definitely give you some explosive plays on the edge.
Defensive backfield, defensive tackle, and maybe running back, maybe linebacker.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I'm a little bit higher on, I think, Kenneth Murray than others.
I am too.
Sanborn, I think, is going to be very Eric Kendricks like. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I agree there.
We'll see with some of the young guys. I mean, Damone Clark and Shamar James. It seems positive so far.
I think the clearly the weakness that they have is on the defensive tackle spot at that three tech. Or excuse me, at the one.
Okay, here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan. I have the 18 greatest Cowboys players ever.
Oh.
Sporting News has ranked these. I thought you would like this, Wolchuk. You're into this kind of stuff, and I know a lot of Tolos out there, a lot of Cowboys fans are. I'll give hints, and let's see how many of you guys can jump in with the name first. Number 18 on the list, played for the Cowboys fairly recently, and he said he wanted to be a Hall of Famer at his draft press conference out of USC.
Tyron Smith?
In 2011, oh, yeah. Tyron Smith. Yeah. Wolchuk's on the board 1-0. Mm-hmm. 1-0, congrats to Wolchuk. He's off and running. Number 17 on the list is a player that I imagine Brian will guess first because he did play between 1970 and 79. Mm. Six Pro Bowls, first team All-Pro four times, two-time champion. He is the last player with Doomsday to make the cut because he was so consistent as an Iron Man safety.
Charlie Waters? Or Cliff Harris.
Almost Cliff Harris.
Yeah, Cliff Harris. Yeah.
It's 1-1 between Wolchuk and Broadus here as my computer picked a really good time to do that page unresponsive. Do you want to wait or exit page thing?
That hurts.
I can't get her to go away. Go away.
Eric.
Eric.
Okay. I closed enough tabs for it to go away. Number 16 is Brian's favorite player of all time.
Darren Woodson.
Yeah. Chief has hit the board. We are now tied at one, and we have about 30 seconds left before we got to go to break. How many more of these can we get in? Number 15 is the biggest Cowboy fan who is also a player of all time.
Irvin?
Michael Irvin.
Wow. He's at 15.
15. That's pretty strong.
Damn.
Number 14 is defending his son in the news this week. Primetime. You got it. Number 13 had something in common with Aaron Hernandez in film room and team meetings.
Charles Haley?
He nailed it. Whoa. Wolchuk. You heard that story?
Doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that one?
I didn't know he was doing
Charles
was
crazy for real.
Rub-a-dub-a-doo.
Yeah.
He's a DIY guy.
Number 12, it was sad because when he was out this past year, the team actually might have got a little bit better.
Zach Martin
there, number 12th, the Cowboy of all time. Number 11 is number 54 from 1961 to 73, Brian.
61?
Yeah, he was number...
Chuck Howley.
Chuck Howley, yeah. He got it. Look at that with the one-bar linebacker. That's just...
Different breed.
That's man stuff right there.
One of the most underrated Cowboys ever.
Maybe we can get to the top 10 a little bit later on here. It's the G-Bag Nation. That's your C-Note. Every day at 3:20, we give you the top Cowboys headlines from around the internet. And coming up next, it is Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, how well do my guys know these lady softball players? We'll do that next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or mensteeclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day here. We got a short show, unfortunately, tonight. Rangers baseball is coming up at 5 o'clock, though, and it'll be fun to try to cheer them on to victory as they're going to take on the Nationals, just about 500 teams. So it's doable. And I'm thinking sweep. I think the Rangers are going to go sweep these Nats. Here's Brian with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, Brian.
Thank you. I think this was like Mike Bassick's first, like a year ago maybe, that one of his first, when he got to be the broadcaster, he got to sub in. I think this was more like the Nats series was like his first.
He did do where it all started. Series.
Yeah, right. And then it was that the one that was right before the All-Star break, and then they just went limping into the break and all that. But I think this was the place where Mike got his start doing these broadcasts and stuff. So Mike's doing a hell of a job, though. He really is. I mean, he tries to teach you a lot about the game. He really, really does. All right. So we talk about, our show is a big fan of women's athletics. You know, when we're on our show, there's usually some type of a volleyball game on. Remember at March, the tournament, we were watching those. Mm-hmm. You know, and then with the baseball, those things, we've kind of picked all those things up as well. So I thought I'd give you guys a little quiz today.
I
just want to see if you guys, how well do you know your softball athletes?
I could go 0-for in this game, I think. I think putting up a bagel in the box score for
you
me.
You haven't been watching the Red Raiders and the Longhorns?
I haven't been keeping track of names, I'll tell you that. Yeah. I got Canada. That's pretty much all I got for
it
me.
It's been
pink shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cute one, she's about 5'7", number 12.
I know there was a salmon on the bump.
Yeah. The girl with the eye black on, you look great. Okay, here we go.
You look great.
All right, I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me, is this a softball player from, and you don't have to say the school. I got Texas and Texas Tech mixed together here.
Love it, man.
So you just have to tell me, is this a softball player name, or is this, false. No, we're not doing that, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Wolchuk, I'll start with you.
No.
How about this one? Maddie Gordon. Ooh. Is Maddie Gordon Maddie spells her name, M-A-D-D-I. Maddie Gordon, softball player or not?
I think Maddie Gordon's a softball player.
You want to even try and guess the team she might be? If you want to say she's a Red Raider softball player or a Texas?
I don't.
Does that
try,
sound like a Raider
I don't
or
want to try
a
guess the team. I really don't, because I'm not for sure on this.
Maddie is a great old Western name. I could definitely see it. You know, probably a big first baseman, second baseman, maybe an outfielder. Probably hits for decent power, Maddie. You know what's throwing me off, though? Brian likes to throw these Easter eggs into it that are like false clues. Like, he's like, oh, she spells her name M-A-D-D-I.
Yeah.
But he knows what he's doing over there. See, he's playing coy.
There's some very creative mom and dads.
There is no way this is real.
Yeah.
There's no way Maddie is real.
No, Maddie's on the swim team for Texas.
Lucius?
It used to be Matt.
Maddie Gordon.
Sorry, that's Pac-12.
M-A-D-D-I. Maddie Gordon.
Dawson. Jeez, man. Yeah, that sounds like a really good softball name in my eyes. Because I think about the cheer. Let's go, Maddie! Yeah. Let's go! Come on, Maddie! But I haven't heard of Maddie on the broadcast. This is just Texas and Texas Tech?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to say no.
Dawson, you said a no or a yes?
Hell no. Come on to you, Brian.
Heaton, no. You said a no?
Yeah, she's a swimmer.
How about you there, Woolies? You said yes?
You said yes. I said yes. I went with yes. She's a softball player.
Maddie Gordon. She drives a top alcohol funny car.
There we go. Hanging out with John Force and them.
She's 20 top years old. She's 20 years old.
Wolchuk.
She's 20 years old and she won the race here recently. But she drives a top fuel alcohol funny car.
I mean, what's the skill of that? You got to goose it, but not spin out, right?
You just got to hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it that thing is rattling. You ever seen the in car? From that thing when it gets in the
I used to watch that all the time.
All the time.
And that thing when it goes, it's just like It is just
Do you have to go through the gears in there? Are you driving like that? Like, bam, 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 bam,
I think it's just a go. I think it's just a mash and a go.
Okay,
just
yeah.
A mash and go. Oh, man, 2-on-4 is right. There is a Penn State Matty Gordon.
On softball?
Senior on the softball team. 5'7".
On Penn State's team.
Uh-oh.
Penn State.
Not on Tech.
Oh, wow.
Just a Penn State name. What are the odds of that?
That's saying me. I was a little worried. I'm like, wait a minute. I said Tech and Tech. Right. I didn't say.
Also spells it like you spelled it.
All right. Thank you very much.
But you did specify.
That is amazing, though.
That is.
But there is, yeah, if you Google top alcohol funny car drivers,
that's awesome.
Matty Gordon. All right, Chieftain.
Yes, sir.
Is there a Gabrielle O'Brien? Gabrielle O'Brien.
B-R-Y-A-N?
Like my name. B-R-Y-A-N. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's her last name. Gabrielle O'Brien.
I just feel like that hits too close to home. The fact that we have a Brian. Brian's hosting the softball name game. But I think that's you trying to knock me off the scent. I think that's actually real. She's a softball player for the Raiders.
Lucius, Gabrielle O'Brien.
Gabrielle ain't hitting on the softball field. Let's go, Gabrielle! Gabrielle! Come on, Gabby! Gabby! Gabby.
Yeah, she's, Gabby. On, Gabby. She's Gabby on game day.
Gabby on game days. I'm saying no.
Willie?
This one's not ringing a bell for me. I'm going to go with no.
Dawson.
Yeah, Longhorn and Red Raider sitting over there, both going no. I have no idea, Brian, but the smart money's with Wolchuk and Alexander right now.
Damn.
Gabrielle O'Brien?
Oh, my God.
She's a backup catcher.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm dumb. Come on, fam.
Give me the good news.
She's a pro surfer from Hawaii. Oh!
Ding, ding. Thank God.
It's the game inside the game.
All right.
Damn.
How about this one? Mac Morgan.
Oh.
Mac.
Big Mac Morgan. What has she done?
Mac
Morgan. I'm not
going
to say it.
He knows. Yeah, this is real. Just put me down for yes. Both teams. She played for both teams.
On both sides.
What about you there, Dawson?
Too hard to make up. I'm saying yes.
Put it on the board.
Yeah.
Lucius?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 100% behind this one right here.
Would you like to pick a team if you're so sure?
Oh. Ooh. I believe she is with Texas. I seen it. The colors were Texas.
Yeah. I think Lucius is right. Yeah. I remember seeing Morgan on the back of a burnt orange.
Yeah.
Mac Morgan is a pitcher at Texas.
Yes.
Let's go. Mow him down.
Way to go, Mac. It's only because the game was just on. The game was just on.
You saw her, I was watching them games. All right. Yeah, you always do. I mean, you always talk about it here. All right. How about this one? Haley Tony.
Rack 'em.
Dawson?
Yeah. Haley Tony sounds made up. It's a double first name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say no.
How about you there, Chieftain?
I think Tony gets it done in the outfield and at the plate.
Lucius?
Wolchuk, you said that with so much confidence, so fast.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
You're just freestyling here?
Now he's pretty sure.
Yeah, like, see what happened there?
Yeah.
Go with the Jets, man. Are you sure?
I think we're going to get this one, Lucius, if you rock with me. I'm pretty sure she is a DFW native as well.
Okay. Ooh, I'm riding with Wolchuk. Pause.
You want to guess school if you're so confident?
She's Texas Tech.
Rack 'em. I'm switching my answer to yes, Brian.
Haley Tony. She's an infielder from Texas Tech.
Ah, infield, outfield, tomato, tomato.
Gosh, it's been an amazing couple days just watching the Red Raiders.
You finger rolled that one, Wolchuk.
Tried.
All right. Lucius. Reagan Jennings.
Reagan.
That's a strong softball name, I feel.
I mean, that's a real strong softball name.
Yeah, Reagan.
SEC name, too, you know what I mean?
Just means more.
Yeah. Yes. What's the last name?
Reagan Jennings.
Jennings is different. Reagan is hidden, but that Jennings is different, man. I'm going to stay with yes. I fumbled that one, so I didn't even feel confident saying
that. You know, Woolchuck Fields.
No.
Woolchuck?
Reagan Jennings.
Reagan Jennings.
I'm going to say no.
Reagan, Reagan just feels like a softball name, dude.
He does feel like a softball name.
It's too perfect. I think you asked ChatGPT to come up with a perfect softball name that isn't an actual player, and it spit out Reagan Jennings. I'm saying no.
Reagan spells her name.
Uh-oh.
R-A-E-G-A-N. Jennings. Reckham. She's an infielder for the Texas
team. Here we go. Here we go. 469. She plays for Oklahoma.
Final one. Final one. Jenna Gray. Jenna Gray.
What side were you looking at?
I think she's in a different industry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I knew.
That sounds different, dog.
I knew when I said that name.
She's got skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Pulling names out of your search engine history. Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a link tree right there.
Jenna Gray.
Not a player. Not a player.
Lucius.
Just crushes a lot.
Yeah. No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Not a player?
Jenna Gray.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's really sure about this one.
Yeah, I can't.
It just sounds so porny.
It does.
She's familiar with the dong ball.
I'm gonna go with the no on the Jenna Gray.
Everybody's going to go in a no on this one?
Yeah, that's right.
We're really.
Poor baby. If it's true, you know, she's got a call in after this.
Jenna Gray? She's a volleyballer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Gentlemen.
Great job as always,
thank
Brian.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank
guys.
You. Enjoy the championship game is tonight. All the eyes of Texas upon a place in Oklahoma where they play the College World Series final, and we're looking forward to it. But coming up next, ESPN's Bobby Marks, former NBA GM, now an analyst, will talk to him about Jason Kidd, Cooper Flagg. They are tagging him right, and a modern team building discussion next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.